got a problem that you need to make. Call up Dr. Shotsky, your purple-headed friend. Dr. Shotsky asked him why.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Shotsky, Shotsky Wadsworth. Welcome to my show. Let's get right to the calls.
Hi, Dr. Shotsky. Love your show. My husband's never given me an orgasm. What should I do?
The female orgasm is a myth. It is fostered by militant, man-hating feminists and is a danger to the family unit. The screaming and thrashing about that would occur if you were to actually have an orgasm would only serve to scare the children and pets and disrupt the quiet calm of your family home. You'll be much happier and more satisfied if you simply buy your husband a nice gift, prepare him a delicious meal, and never mention this particular aspect of his behavior again. Next caller.
Hi, Dr. Shotsky. Big fan. My husband, well, we'll just call him Don, is one of the members of the second most popular morning show in the city of Indianapolis. My problem is, I can't get him to stop singing the Shotsky theme song. You know, when you've got a problem that you need to mend. And that's driving me crazy. What should I do?
Well, remember, music is the universal language of love. Your husband's singing is simply an expression of his deep affection for you. The best way to address this is to play along. I recommend a duet with you on the skin flute. You'll be making beautiful music together in no time. Afterwards, buy him an expensive gift and fix him a nice dinner. And never pester him about this aspect of his behavior again. Next caller.
Hi, Dr. Shotsky. My husband watches a lot of sports on TV. Yeah. Sometimes it makes me feel like he cares more about the game than me. What should I do?
This is a common problem for many couples. It is easily solved. The best solution is for you to watch sports together. And the best way to do this is through a technique known as fellatio. With this method, you can both enjoy the game, and he won't miss one play.
Okay, Dr. Shotsky, I'm writing all this down. How do you spell fellatio?
That's B-L-O-W-J-O, because I guess we're out of time. We'll have to go. Thanks for calling. Remember to cook your husband a nice meal and get him an expensive gift, and never mention this aspect of his behavior again.
Dr. Shotsky Wadsworth, a clinically trained and professionally certified doctor of human sexual behavior at the Sexual and Reproductive Research Institute of Boise. Allegedly. But every time we call there, they say he's not in. Come on. He's a puppet. Where the hell would he go? He lives in a dresser drawer. I mean, really.